About 10 years ago, I was pretty much a completely different person, which is not surprising. I was a theology student. It wasn't like a cool world religions or comparative religions or religious studies. It was straight up Catholic theology. I was also in this group. It's an elite group at school called the God Squad. It's not a group that I joined. It's something that people called us behind our backs because of the modest way that we dressed, that we went to Mass every day. We started a praise and worship group. And we also infiltrated parties so we could talk about our best friend, Jay to the C. I was also a Spanish student. I also majored in Spanish, so I could do the same thing in a totally different country to people that spoke a different language. And that's how I ended up in Spain. It was my third year, and I was studying in Sevilla. And one morning, I was walking to Mass. I was getting there a little early in the morning, extra time to pray for all my wayward friends. And I hear a voice behind me. Hola, bonita, ¿cómo está? And I'm like, someone thinks I'm pretty. Like, this is cool. And so I look around behind me. There's a guy about my height, really cute, boyish face. He's walking with a bicycle. In front of the bike, there's a basket. In the basket, there's flowers, and he offers me one. And I say, thank you. And of course, I take it. And then he asks me if I'd like to join him at the courtyard restaurant besides the church. So I say, sure, yeah, just for a second. This will be like an authentic experience, and we're so cultured. Before I knew it, though, he had ordered a bottle of wine. And this is 10 in the morning, hadn't had anything to eat yet, but I think, you know, maybe if I'm drunk, it'll help me to speak a little bit better. So I have my first glass, and the rest of the day is kind of like those viewfinders where you put in front of your eyes and you click it, because I blacked out. And it was definitely like a walking blackout. What I remember is a bunch of sensory perceptions. The crashing of glass, and that's my own wine glass on the ground beside me. I see the bottle of wine, which is now empty, rolling down and following it, crashes all over the cobblestones. I see a waiter coming up to our table like this. And then I see my hand in this guy's hand, and we're running. We are running. We didn't pay. We just like ran. He's like, come on. And I just see like images, places, buildings. We're running down to the river. Now we're under a bridge. Okay, now we're making out. Pushing me against the bridge. I'm pushing him against the wall of the bridge. We don't even know each other, but we're up to that level. So you know how under the bridge it smells like piss? There's like glass everywhere. So I start to sober up a little bit. And I'm like, wait a second. Maybe we can take a walk and get to know each other a little bit. We start walking, and I notice that he doesn't have his bike anymore. So I'm like, yo, dude, what happened to your bike? In Spanish, of course. Kenita's like, I actually stole it. It's not mine, and I just left it behind. And I was like, oh, okay. So we get to an ice cream store, and he asks me if I can buy him something. Okay, maybe this is like a cultural thing. So I'm like, sure. Sure, I'll buy you something. He picks out helado del amor, which is ice cream of love. Which is basically like a Nutty Buddy with a little chocolate heart on top of it. And he takes the chocolate heart, he bites off half of it, he puts the other half in my mouth, and I'm just like, huh. And then he asks me how old I am. And I'm like, oh, just turned 21. In our country, it's kind of a big deal, so, you know, I'm pretty proud of that. And I see his face kind of change. His eyes get really big. A smile just lights up his whole face. And I get really worried. How old are you? And that's when I found out my Spanish lover was 16. And I was like, so devastated, because I knew I could never tell the God Squad about this. To this day, they don't know. And you know, I ended it. I was like, I'm sorry, I have to go home. And he acted all heartbroken and stuff, but I was like, no, I'm a monster. So I go home, and Sevilla's so hot, there's no AC, so I'm just like sweating out the wine. It's my first hangover in my life, actually. I'm sweating out my sins, and I'm thinking like, that was amazing. Like, I mean, it's a 16-year-old, but it was still amazing. It was so liberating, and I just went with it. I think at that point, you know, when you come to these times in your life where you realize you're on this track that you set up for yourself, and by whatever reason, you're thrown off of it, it's at that moment you can decide whether going back to that track will serve you and serve the people around you, or if you could just run down to the river and let yourself get carried away.